Isn't this where we find out about the new eye camera?
The brand new iPhone released this morning. But it is pretty much a camera, is it not, these days? Trevor Long.
Trevor Long, our tech expert.
EFTM.com.
What's the new camera like, mate?
It's pretty impressive. But I'll be honest, it's not the biggest leap forward. I think that the camera is really incremental this year. The iPhone 12 has two cameras like the 11 did. The iPhone 12 Pro has three like the 11 did. The Pro, though, has a thing called a LiDAR sensor in it. So it's able to see, like, in space around you where things are, which helps with augmented reality and stuff. But it's video, I think, that they've done very well here. These phones can record 4K video with Dolby Vision, which is kind of cinema-style quality stuff.
Wow.
So, and also better low-light night mode photography. So that's a big win for most of the phones. But it's not a reason to upgrade from the 11. Let me be clear. The 11's a great phone. It's a huge advance on 7 and 8, and it's probably worth considering for 10 users, iPhone 10 users.
One question I have, because this is always the speculation, is there a new way of charging it, or does it still come with a charger, and does it still come with headphones?
I'll take those questions in order. Yes, it's got a new way of charging in some way of describing it. It's still wireless charging on the back. We've had that for a few years, but they put a magnet around it so that you can kind of magnetically attach a charging adapter, which makes it easier to find the sweet spot, which is cool. Mm-hmm. That's also going to be a really great thing for accessories snapping onto the back magnetically. There is still a lightning adapter in the bottom. You can still charge with your old charger, no problem at all. But there is no brick in the box. So when you buy the phone, it has only a cable, no brick to plug into the wall. Mm. So you're relying on already having some form of charger to charge the iPhone with, which most people do.
Which we do.
But also, no headphones in the box, as you mentioned, Tanya.
Yeah.
So they're assuming you've got headphones from a previous phone, or you've bought fancy new AirPods or something else.
Well, I recently, truly updated my son's phone, and he's got AirPods and everything, and that we just both looked at the headphones in the packet and went, well, they're useless.
Yeah, I know.
And look, they say that's for environmental reasons. I give them credit for that because they are a very strong environmental advocate.
They
do great things. But here's the thing. That's right, Steve. They're saving a lot of money on building those things, and that's saving the environment. But the box is tiny. It's really thin. So they're saving huge on shipping because they can fit 70% more phones on one pallet. So they're saving money on shipping.
Did you say 70% more?
Yes, 70%. That's what they said, 70% more phones on a pallet.
See, this is the difference, though, with Steve Jobs versus the others. Steve Jobs was all about presentation.
Yeah.
And is this,
I don't think the presentation will be taken away from that.
Okay, I was going to say, does this box look as good?
You take the box off and it's this beautiful thing sitting on there.
Right.
And who
what
looks
about
under the
price,
phone anyway?
Trevi?
Starts at $11.99 for the iPhone 12 mini, which is a smaller version of the iPhone than we had last year. And it goes up to $23.69 if you want all the bells, all the whistles, all the storage.
What?
What?
Is it about
it's
the 5G?
It's cheaper than last year.
I know you're a tech expert, Trevor, and you're right on board. But tell the average person that's got the 11 why they should immediately go out and get this.
You shouldn't.
No.
There you go.
Look, I switched to Telstra 5G last week knowing this was coming.
Yeah.
And I've been nerding out doing speed tests, right? 800 meg, 600 meg. It's been awesome. But in everyday use on Facebook, YouTube, Netflix, no different.
Okay.
Because who's having problems with 4G? No one.
No.
It's fine.
It's only Verizon who's constantly illegally downloading movies that would want it.
Well, Trev, you said don't worry about it if you've got an 11, but you did say maybe a 10. So I have a 10. What would I see very, very different with the 12 to my 10?
I think you would dramatically notice a better camera. You would dramatically notice a better screen. And you would if you like the design, you would love the choice of colours and design.
Is there a red one?
Yep.
There is a red one. Product red. Apple's special product red.
Love it.
Yes.
Okay, 10 years sold.
Sold.
I tell you what, Trev.
That was easy.
We're in 2020 when my 14-year-old son has a more updated phone than Tanya.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't buy.
So
I always
true.
Plan.
Yeah.
I never buy a phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's all. Are you excited, Trev?
I am. I think it's the best iPhone announcement in 3 years.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to a fresh design, and that's a good thing.
Wow.
Alrighty.
Good on you, Trev.
Good. Thank you, Trev.
Pleasure.
You'll find more about that, I'm sure, on EFTM.com. Trevi's website.
Yep, you might definitely
be,
will.
Everything.
Time for you to update that Nokia, Rise.
Definitely might be time. Definitely.
Hey, surely you're over Tetris now.
I might register to play 10 Receives iGeneration, which is going to be happening next week. We have a bunch of iPhone 12s to give away. We're actually really excited.
How's
and we've
that?
Just heard how expensive they are.
Well, Trev yesterday thought the Mini would come in under a grand.
Yes.
It's 11, so it's $200 more than what he thought.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So the prices are through the roof. But I choose my phone the way I choose my car.
Yeah, colour.
Colour.
Mm.
Red car, red phone.
I got BJ, a white one.
Yeah, well, it's because of the White Album, the Beatles.
Okay. No, it's the only one they had in the shop.
Oh.
The only one in stock.
Hey, little heads, seriously though, yeah. On that. Order ahead.
Cause you're right.
They don't have them out the back, the red ones.
No.
A lot of the time.
Or go to triplem.com.au, register to play 10 Receives iGeneration. We're going to be putting a parent versus a child. Winner takes the iPhone 12.
Brilliant.
Got to thank Harvey Norman. Ask how to score a $700 gift card when you get the new iPhone at Harvey Norman. This is Tenure and Steve at Triple M.